Hello. Your dinner will be served in about 40 minutes from now. In the meantime, listen to this show.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
We've got some nice peas for you.
Whatever.
Like peas? Aren't they cute? They're individual little vegetables. Aren't they nice? They're like tiny little Brussels sprouts, only like microscopic. You can't even see them. Peas are great. Oh, by the way, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. So, we meet again. Hey, you're looking fat. You're looking massive. If I were Donald Trump, that's how I would greet you. Donald Trump seems to have some obsession with fat. He refers to fat people all the time. He called Michael Moore like a fat slob. Whatever. That was a long time ago. And he called Rosie O'Donnell a fat pig. She had pissed him off about stuff she said about him, so he turned around and called her a fat pig. And of course, recently, this Miss Universe situation, which we'll talk about today, that came up at the last presidential debate, he referred in that same debate to the hackers of the DNC not necessarily being Russia. Could have been anybody, he said. It could have also been, quote-unquote, a guy in his house, in his bedroom, a 400-pound man sitting on his bed hacking. Somehow, like, weight gets into everything. And Donald is not a cut, buff kind of looking guy. I'm sure he's got a little belly going on there. Donald's got an obsession with women having to be beautiful. He only marries like these, you know what you call those things, arm candy. They have to be models or something like that to be in Donald's vicinity. Donald, of course, one of his companies was the producer of the Miss Universe pageant for decades. He's into that stuff, man. He's into women looking like objects. And when they don't, he will call them out on it, and he will call them fat. This is, again, you could be electing a high school or schoolyard bully here, and as soon as you don't agree with him, he turns on you and tries to screw you into the ground. And you don't have to be an enemy, you just have to not agree with him. It's a very scary prospect. What he did recently, to me, is the most indicative of everything about this presidential election. Let's take Hillary Clinton and put her to the side. The fact that most of you just don't like her at all. You don't trust her, you think she's devious, you think she's horrible, you think she makes bad decisions. Let's put her on the side for a second, and let's look at the other side, Donald Trump, who's devious, makes bad decisions, people hate him, people don't get along with him. Hey, wait a minute, he's got the same qualities as Hillary Clinton has. So, what's up with that? Well, at the last debate, at the end of the debate, Hillary Clinton brought up a fact. It's not questionable. It's a fact that during Donald Trump's Miss Universe production years, he was very involved in Miss Universe himself, as far as the production of the pageant was concerned. By the way, I think we've moved beyond parading attractive women on a stage and gawking at them in bathing suits and bikinis. I thought we still do it, but I thought we kind of moved away from it as far as getting so into it, because it's kind of demeaning to a woman. To a man, it's like stuff to drool over, I suppose, if you're a certain kind of guy. I don't think to most women they find that to be, I think that women think that they have more qualities and more of a soul and more of a being than being paraded around. So let's start there. Anyway, this is something that Trump was into. There's no question about it. Miss Venezuela joined the Miss Universe pageant, as they do. Her name is Alicia Machado. Very attractive girl, not only now, but 20 years ago in 1996 as well. She was in the Miss Universe pageant, and she won, and everything was dandy. And then, shortly after, she gained 12 pounds, and Donald Trump became quite concerned because that was his product. Now that she was Miss Universe, she is Donald Trump's product. And Donald will not deny that. That's a business, he says. So he became quite concerned, and he publicly started calling her names. The Clinton people did indeed dig up this Alicia Machado, and she is pissed now. It's 20 years later. The Clinton campaign did not make her pissed. She was pissed already. And she said that during that period of time in 1996, Donald Trump personally called her Miss Piggy because she was getting fat, called her Miss Eating Machine, and also, in a more remarkable manner, called her Miss Housekeeping, in the sense that she was Latino, and Latinos are housekeepers to Donald. Called her Miss Housekeeping, did this publicly, did it to her face. Alicia Machado says he did this all the time. She was in his company for quite a period of time because he tried to get her to lose weight. Had her in the gym all the time, brought news cameras into the gym to watch her work out as Donald gawks at her, and you can see it in this news footage that was indeed released from back in 1996-1997. She is being treated like an object, like the object that Donald thinks that she is, the product that she is at this point. In this video that you see of her working out and Donald Trump and all the cameras watching her do so, for publicity reasons to show that she's trying to get her weight back down, the 12 pounds that she had gained, she looks incredible. If that is Miss Piggy, and that is the Miss Eating Machine, if that's what Donald Trump thinks, he has insulted every single woman in this country. Because I guarantee you that almost all women in this country don't look like beauty pageant winners. And to look like Alicia with 12 pounds would be a dream for most people. She didn't look fat at all. She looked perfectly wonderful. I mean, wonderful. Women. If I were a woman, I'd be more than mad. I would be personally insulted. Look, I'm a guy, and when I put on a few pounds, I feel it. I may not talk about it as much, but I feel it. Men and women are the same when it comes to weight. Men don't like it. Women don't like it either. Women don't like to feel like they're overweight. And they protect themselves when you get into their personal space about their weight. Men don't like it. Women don't like it. Nobody likes it. Again, Mr. Trump, when he has something against you, will try to screw you into the ground publicly. This is the man who would become president and deal with other countries and other cultures and other nations. It doesn't line up, kids. And if you're a Donald Trump supporter right now, I guarantee, I could be wrong, but I guarantee you're holding your head a little bit and saying, oh, Jesus, Donald, just shut up. There is no way to defend this man's view of women. But it doesn't stop there. In an interview yesterday, Alicia Machado, who still looks damn good, she's an actress, by the way, in Venezuela, she's pissed. And in the interview, it was brought out that, did Donald call you all these names at this time? And she said, yes, and much worse. And I was like a teenager, you know, like I was just like coming out of my teens. And I had to listen to this. It was degrading to me, she says. The interviewer says, well, did he say anything else? Is he a bigot? Is he a racist? And she said, I don't like to label people. But in that vein, of course he is. And then it came out, and she wouldn't discuss it, and she wouldn't go into details, but if people press her, she probably will, if this blows up anymore. His comments about blacks, and this was back in 1996, granted, 20 years ago, but even then, his comments about blacks, she says, would be astounding to the public. Astounding. I don't care if it was 20 years ago or yesterday. You are who you are, Donald. And I'm glad this is coming out now, because this is integral. And the Republican spin on all of this is, you know, we should be talking about the issues, which Donald doesn't talk about anyway. We should be talking about the issues and not people's personalities. What? Yes, what's most important is the direction of our country, not issues about a beauty pageant girl and Hillary Clinton digging up stuff from the past. What? Do you listen to your candidate Donald Trump, who doesn't talk about issues but brings up things from the past and starts tagging people? That's your guy who does that. But apparently he can't take it when it's being done to him. And he can't. And the man, Republicans must understand, and I know they do, the man is a racist. But there are many Americans who support Donald Trump who also share his view, who were never comfortable with Barack Obama being president, for example, nor accepting the fact that he was even born in this country. He couldn't be, because he's a black Muslim. I don't understand why the American public en masse is not saying, disqualification, we're done here. And the reason that that happened, well, let me finish first about this Alicia Machado. The article says, for 20 years, Alicia Machado has lived with the agony of what Donald Trump did to her after she won Miss Universe title, shamed her over and over for gaining weight. Private scolding was apparently insufficient. Mr. Trump, who was an executive producer of the pageant, insisted on accompanying Miss Machado, then a teenager, to a gym where dozens of reporters and cameramen watched as she exercised to lose the weight. Mr. Trump, in his trademark suit and tie, posed for photographers and photographs beside her as she burned calories in front of members of the news media. And Donald Trump says to the cameras, this is somebody who likes to eat. Hillary Clinton brought it up, and well, she should. This is the personality and demeanor of a candidate who claims in a presidential debate that he has the best demeanor and he is not racist. And yet he calls a Latino beauty pageant winner. He says that she gained massive weight. That's the word he used, massive weight. And she gained no more than 12 pounds. She became his product. And as if that weren't of concern enough, if you even agree with that she was his product at that point, he continued to demean her privately and publicly by calling her names. That's what this man does. He calls people names. And why do you do that? To degrade somebody and to put yourself on top. These are all the characteristics of what we don't want in the White House. So why would he still be popular? Well, his base will always stick with him, as he said, quite candidly. Trump is very candid and stupid. He said if he shot somebody, in broad daylight, middle of Manhattan, that his supporters would still support him. That is true. And again, a nice compliment for his supporters, as he now has complimented all women in this country. You know, what is the problem? So then what is the problem? What is the problem then? Why are we still where we are today? Because of Hillary Clinton. She has started in a very negative spot. And you can knock Donald Trump down to the curb, into the garbage dump, and tear him apart, and he will still do well. Why? Because they can't vote for Hillary Clinton. They don't like her. They don't like her policies. They're trying to protect the members of the Supreme Court. If a Democrat gets in, a Democratic-type Supreme Court judge would probably be installed, and vice versa. We still have a war in this country between parties, and one party wanting to see the other party not destroyed, but not do well. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump being from the outside, because no one's going to work. If Trump became president, no one's going to work with him. Nothing's going to get done. It's not an easy fix. It's nothing. It's more destructive. You have to work it while it's being worked. Here's what Hillary Clinton has to do today. Hillary, I hope you're listening to me. You're probably not. Here's what you have to do. You have to, in the next debate, say to the American public, or somewhere at a rally or something where the news is picking it up so everybody hears you, that yes, you are a Democrat. And yes, you are going the progressive route, because you have to make the Bernie Sanders supporters feel like you're going progressive as well. But you have to say this, Hillary. You have to say this. And the world is waiting to hear this. I've been to over 160 countries. I've talked to world leaders. I've brokered negotiations, diplomatic, etc. I know how to do this. Trump says, yes, you do, but you do it wrong. Hillary says, this is what you must say, Hillary. My number one mission is to bring this country together. If you're Republican, if you're Democrat, liberal, progressive, conservative, whatever the case may be, when I become president, we are all going to work together. We will never agree on everything necessarily, but we will find the middle ground, and for a change, we will all move forward. I will work with everybody. That is a promise. And it will change the course, and it will change the efficiency of this country. And from that, we will work to improve our entire system. But we can't do it if we can't work together. I am the presidential candidate that will bring us all together, whether we disagree, agree. I will knock down the barrier of hatred, both socially and politically. Our goal for success in this country is to unite us, not to divide us. I will listen to every side, every opinion. If she does that, she has put the stake in the heart of Donald Trump's campaign. Because Donald's definitely trouble. And the Republicans know he's definitely trouble. And they hold their breath every day that he doesn't say something stupid that is really indeed Donald Trump. He doubled down yesterday on Fox News, on the Fox and Friends show, one of the most stupid shows in the world. And he said on that show, yes, Miss Universe Alicia Machado gained massive amounts of weight. He doubled down. He could have said that was 20 years ago and, you know, she was a product back then. You know, it wasn't the smartest thing to say, and I certainly don't feel that way now. I wish her the best, and she's a wonderful person. Didn't say that. Didn't say anything like that. Instead, he continued to demean her and to reiterate how much trouble she was because she was so overweight. After eating, after getting the title, she was a lot of trouble. He doubled down on that. He didn't refute it. He said, yes, I said those things. Yes, I'm an asshole. And his supporters will applaud him as an asshole. But there come a point where those are the only ones that do. Millennials are not stupid. Young people are not stupid. They're starting to see these things on a national, in-your-face level. And I believe that this is, yes, a personality choice. Whoever sits in the White House, yeah, the policies are important. Yeah, your ideas are important. But perhaps what is most important indeed is your demeanor. Has Hillary lied before? Yeah. Has Donald Trump lied before? Continually. However, we're hitting the foundation of where our children want to go. What we say to our children, the example of the personality of the person in the White House, their morals, their ethics, their demeanor. Whether you call people bullies or not and lash out profanities on public stages in order to make points and to entertain the masses like it's a show as opposed to a political expose. It's starting to come across, and it's our job as American citizens to see this and to analyze this and act accordingly. As it is so aptly put, this is no longer a television show. This reality show is very real.
Seriously, if this guy was any cooler, he would be pronounced dead. He's Ron Van Dam, and this is The Ron Van Dam Show.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the program. Hey, I can be heard every single weekday. We do a brand new show right here. Humorist Tori Lagarde joins us once a week. She also has her own show on this particular network, so you can enjoy that as well. She's crazy, too. I hope you make us part of your habit, whether you're in religious private school or not. I don't know what that meant. I think it was the habit thing, that nuns wear habits. No connection. Anyway, you can... like my Facebook page, because I am supposed to tell you that, because I spent money to have someone make the page for me. It's New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. Go over there, like it. Does me no good whatsoever, but do it if you can. What I would love you to do is just follow this program. You can go to the Podbean Network, ronvandam.podbean.com, I believe it is. I didn't even know. and follow the program. Click on the follow thing, and you'll get notifications about the guests and things that are going on the program, the various topics and such. So join us every day. This is a podcast kind of internet radio, which means you don't have to listen at a particular time. Any time of day, you can binge listen if you'd like to. I don't advise that for psychological reasons, but nonetheless, it's available to you. Or you can reach me by email if you have a suggestion for a topic that you'd like to hear discussed on the show, or maybe you've written a book or have some interesting type of view that you would like to expound upon to the public. We can discuss this. You can go to ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com, through the International Email System of America. Yeah, this is the easiest thing that you can do, is just to sit back and relax. Enjoy a sandwich. I go very well with bologna and cheese. I really do. It's like a marriage. Perhaps an alcoholic beverage. Oh, then you won't even care what you're listening to. And that's my kind of guy. We all want to look good, right, Donald Trump? I think it'd be worth it to bring in a dermatologist and a beauty expert at this point, not to talk about Trump and his views about women. If you can call them views, let's call them obsessions. How about that? The treatment of a woman as an object. By the way, Donald says, hey, you know, look at my organization. I have many women who are in very high positions, who are executives, etc. Yes, I'm sure they are, Donald. And I'm sure that you've made some very nice comments to them behind their back as well. I don't know it for a fact. But you definitely, you are not the candidate that puts everything on the table. Sure, you say what's on your mind, but I think at the same time, I mean, again, Hillary Clinton, talking about your tax returns, man, release them. What's your problem? Now everybody thinks, most people think, unless they support you, of course, that you're hiding something. It's not because you're being audited. The IRS had says 1,000 times, there's nothing in there that you can't release to the public. It's perfectly fine to do it. Donald has decided not to do it. And when you decide not to release your tax returns, which every other presidential candidate has done for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades, then you're obviously hiding something. And what you're probably hiding, which is probably the case because it did come out a couple of years ago, is that you don't pay federal taxes. All of us do, Donald. All of us support this country in the reconstruction of roads and the infrastructure, and we all support the military through our dollars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not all thrilled with where every dollar goes that we put into our federal taxes, but because we're good Americans, we follow the law and we pay them. And Donald says, when I have the kind of money I have, there are loopholes. And he said in the debate, and we played this yesterday as well, and if you're not insulted by it, I just don't know what'll insult you. Hillary says, you didn't pay federal taxes. And Donald said into the microphone, that makes me smart. That means that all of us that pay federal taxes with our hard-earned dollars and hard-earned earnings, if that makes you smart, Donald, not to pay taxes, federal taxes, then we're all stupid. We don't have enough money to shelter so we have to pay federal taxes. You have enough money that you can shelter and find loopholes. You have the best paid attorneys that you can find and accountants that you can find. We who are the common working people, we can't afford that kind of stuff. We don't have the shelters that you kind of have because you have the kind of money you have. So you represent the middle class. You know how we feel. No, you don't, because you don't act like you do. Because Donald, in your words, you not paying federal taxes is because you're smart. All right, I got to get off of this. It just, I don't understand how many times a guy like Trump can be exposed and burned and yet still continue to walk around. It's got to be how much people hate Hillary. It's got to be. And Hillary, it's your job. As I said earlier in the show, if you were listening, Hillary, it's your job to tell us how you're going to bring us together. You are the bring it together candidate. Republican, Democrat, I will work for all of you. Even if I don't agree with your views as Republicans, whatever, I will listen to them. And we will find common ground and we will finally, in this country, move forward. Stop referring to Barack Obama. He's not going to be president, Hillary. Stop referring to him. Refer to yourself. You can insinuate that wasn't able to be done under the Obama administration. We couldn't work together. Nothing did happen in Congress. We filibustered everything. We made no movements, no advances whatsoever, really. You, Hillary, don't even talk about that. You say no. This time, I'm going to move it. We're going to move it. We're going to take issues. We're going to talk them out. We're going to find the best way of doing it. We're going to move forward with them on both sides of the aisle. Hillary, if you use that rhetoric, you'll start bringing them together. If you don't, then you're not listening to me. All right. Let's talk to a dermatologist and a beauty expert, Donald. Let's see where this is going to go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Great. We have a beauty expert, Stephen Handicides, with us, and Zainab Baji, a doctor. Thank you for being with us. We're talking about our skin, which apparently we need to hold things in, and I understand that. And here in the Northeast, where we emanate our show, we're getting into the change of seasons, unfortunately. Should we handle our skin differently when there's a change in seasons like this?
Yes, when we actually spend the summer having fun in the sun,
yeah.
The time in the winter is to stimulate and repair skin. So the sun creates dullness in the skin. The sun will create more sensitivity, discoloration, and
right.
Even color kiln and roughness. So during the winter, we have to adjust the program by using certain products that will help to repair damaged DNA,
yeah.
And that will exfoliate dead skin cells from the surface to restore the natural glow,
yeah.
To strengthen the skin and suppress inflammation induced by the sun by using certain agents like retinol, antioxidants, and things that will help skin to behave,
yeah.
And act like a baby skin.
Yeah.
And it's all with our knowledge now. We can adjust the program depends on how cold the weather is, where are you, where the person lives,
okay.
Based on the initial, what we call it, evaluation and analysis of the skin,
yep.
By a dermatologist or by a plastic surgeon trained on skin
right.
Health, which is a new technology
right.
And new advancement in skin care.
Okay. I know that we all want healthy skin, but I think we're more interested in having younger-looking skin. We all want to look younger all the time, and the skin and the face shows that.
Absolutely. Looking young is essential. But one of the, look at the baby skin, that's the ideal healthy young skin.
Yeah.
We can stimulate the skin to build collagen and elastin. Skin ability to build collagen and elastin weaken with age. Aging starts around age 30, if
yeah.
You like it or not.
Yeah.
So what we can do, using some ingredients like retinol,
yeah.
With special delivery, can give the skin a great push to wake up those cells, prevent them from going to sleep, yeah, and stimulate them to make collagen and elastin, and that would keep their youthfulness too. So keeping skin looking young is part of skin health.
Yeah. I know that we always talk about women looking younger, but I'll tell you something. I'm a guy, and I kind of want the same thing. I want to look younger too. I may not talk about it as much, but I do. So this advice is for both men and women, quite obviously.
Yeah, correct, Ron. I do a lot of coaching with men just to encourage them to start wearing skin gear, because in the past it was always seen as a bit of a taboo to wear skincare, and having a rugby, yeah, background myself, it was wearing skincare has made a huge difference. I think, you know, with men's skin it can be a lot thicker, but generally the principles are the same, which the Dr. Zanabaji will agree with me, uh-huh, is that, you know, exfoliate, cleanse, and moisturize.
Yes.
Always wear an SPF. A lot of the new products have SPFs in it, whether it's summer or winter. It's one of the biggest anti-aging preventers. Yeah.
See, I mean, just about all of us don't think of SPF in the winter.
No, we don't. Coming from New Zealand initially, you know, on the summer, can get quite cold in the winter, but it really does, because of the harsh winds, you know, the pollution which is out there, you really need to protect it, and an SPF does that.
All right. All right, so tell me about this product. I mean, because there are a lot of products on the market. I think we all agree with that. And some of them are effective and some of them aren't. And I guess the public needs to weed through this.
You know, I really feel that the cosmetic industry and the amount of product that are available on the market is confusing. Because the old concept of skincare was based mainly on moisturize.
Yes.
Now the new concept is stimulate, mm-hmm, like going to the gym.
Yep.
And if you don't huff and puff and sweat, you are not going to feel that you have that stamina.
Yep.
So for us, we now stimulate skin. Yes. We natural hydration should come from within. So you have to drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. You have to drink anything that the fish can stay alive in. And don't you drink anything that will kill that fish.
Okay. Well, can fish swim in vodka?
So wash your face.
Yes.
Simple routine. Wash your face with a cleanser that's suitable to you.
Yeah.
Scrub the dead cells off the skin to restore the natural glow.
Yep.
Apply on the skin something that will enable skin to renew itself.
Mm-hmm.
We have in ZO Skin Health a programs that if you go to zoskinhealth.com,
mm-hmm,
you have more information about all the steps. We can stimulate skin to build collagen, elastin, restore vitality, make skin strong, eliminate sensitivity, and absolutely prevent aging. And now, when I'm sure that not everybody will start at the right time before age 30 taking care of skin.
Right.
We have controlled depth peels, we have CO2 fractional lasers, we have things that can help the skin also to repair wrinkles, lines, scars. Yeah. But we can prevent all those by an early approach of skin stimulation and skin activation.
Okay. So,
adding on to that, obviously, because there's a huge amount of information online, it's really, really important for consumers to do their research. Go to two or three different practitioners, doctors, to have a consultation.
Right.
See what is what the doctor says in terms of their recommendations. Make sure they've got a good rapport with the doctor.
Right.
And then go back and have a think about it, talk to friends and family, and then make that decision to have a treatment. It's really, really important.
Yeah. Okay. I will. Because skin's important, especially when you get older. You pay for your ignorance when you're a child, I understand. And doctor, I guess you can agree with that. If you abuse your body and your skin, and you lay out in the sun and you sunbathe in a booth and all that kind of stuff, you pay for that when you're a senior. Is that true?
Yep, absolutely true. All what we need to do is to know what is good for our skin and what's bad for our skin, and we have to give the skin a chance to repair itself.
Yeah.
Now we have the technology and the knowledge to keep every single individual looking their best and young, hopefully.
That's what I want. That's what I want. All right, where do I go for more information, please?
You can go to zoskinhealth.com and you will have all the information about the latest technology in skincare, and in zeoskinhealth.com also, you can find a physician who will be near you, who will be able to type your skin for you and recommend for you that there's the most effective scientific skincare program.
Okay, excellent. That's ZEO, the letter Z, the letter O, Skin Health. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Ron, just quickly, we're running a big competition at the moment with MyFaceMyBody.com for anyone to vote on the latest trends and innovations within the aesthetic industry. So they'll get to see some exciting new products. They just need to cast their vote and enter the competition.
Okay, that's MyFaceMyBody.com.
That's correct, yep.
Hey, thank you for your time today.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. MyFaceMyBody.com. Hey, it's my face, it's my body, it's my.com. I'll be back again tomorrow with another program. Until then, I wish you peace.